ARK Invest buys 20.5 million in SPCX, trims Robinhood on Solana tilt. ARK Invest bought 170,234 shares of the Solana-linked equity trading under the ticker SPCX, a position worth roughly $20.5 million, according to a July 21 post from Cointelegraph, citing the firm's daily trade disclosures. In the same batch of trades, Cathie Wood's fund sold 41,322 shares of Robinhood. The pairing is the story: fresh capital into a Solana proxy, capital pulled out of a retail brokerage that ARK has ridden for much of the past year. The purchase lands while Solana itself trades at $78.06 as of July 21, 2026, up 1.8% over 24 hours and 3.86% on the week, per coin market cap. The broader tape is cautious rather than euphoric. The crypto fear and greed index sits at 38 in fear territory, and Bitcoin is holding near 65,476. ARK adding to a Solana-tied name in a fearful market is the part worth reading twice. A rotation, not just an addition, ARK discloses its trades daily, and the funds routinely rebalance, so a single day's buy is not a thesis on its own. What gives this one weight is the direction of the swap. Selling Robinhood to fund a Solana-linked position reads as a preference expressed with real dollars. Less exposure to a brokerage whose crypto revenue rides trading volume, more exposure to an equity whose value tracks Solana's network and token more directly. Robinhood has been one of ARK's higher conviction holdings, so trimming it is not a throwaway. The firm has cut and re-added the same names before, and this could be routine position sizing rather than a change of heart. On the disclosure alone, the cleanest read is that ARK wanted more Solana beta on the day and chose to raise it from a holding that had already run. SPCX is a Solana wrapper equities that give traditional accounts exposure to a single chain have multiplied over the past year. Bitcoin treasury companies proved the template, Strategy's ongoing raises being the most watched example, and Solana has since drawn its own set of vehicles. Buying a listed proxy lets a fund like ARK hold Solana exposure inside a brokerage account, without wallets, custody arrangements, or the operational overhead of holding SOL directly. That convenience carries a cost worth naming. A stock that tracks a token inherits the token's volatility and adds an equity layer on top: the company's own balance sheet, share issuance, premium or discount to the crypto it holds, and management decisions. When SOL moves, a wrapper can move more in either direction. Anyone reading ARK's buy as a clean bet on Solana's price should remember there is a corporate structure sitting between the ticker and the token. The read for crypto users, for readers who hold Solana or spend from it, the signal is about where institutional demand is pointing, not about a specific product to buy. Solana already sits at the center of a live payments and spending ecosystem. Cards such as Solflare and several Solana-based products from Redot Pay let users spend SOL and stablecoins at the point of sale, and networks built on Solana have pushed hard on merchant settlement. Institutional interest in Solana equity and real-world Solana spending are two ends of the same demand curve. There is also a plain risk lesson in the Robinhood for SPCX swap. A retail brokerage and a single-chain equity are very different exposures. One is a diversified business with many revenue lines. The other rises and falls with a specific token's fortunes. That distinction matters for anyone building crypto exposure through listed vehicles, rather than holding assets directly, where counterparty and structure risk sit alongside price risk.